Chapter 1. View from the Edge. They don't know. Sticks and stone may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. We've all heard it. We all had teachers who reiterated it. Words will never hurt me. Complete foolishness. Nothing could be further from the truth. I probably don't even need to give you 13 reasons why. Anyone who has been mocked or victimized will tell you nothing is more crushing or more demoralizing. Speaking completely candidly, I'd rather get beaten senseless than become the victim of public humiliation, because sadly, I've been there. That's the intriguing thing about bullying. I've read countless articles and studies, heard theories from well-known psychologists. I've attended assemblies and conferences about bullying, almost always by someone who hasn't been bullied. They don't know. They really don't. I grew up 5 minutes from the American River Parkway, a beautiful recreation area where the American River glides 120 miles from the Sierra Nevada mountains down to the Sacramento River. One of the trails we took as kids would bring us to the edge of a cliff 120 feet high, overlooking the north side of the river. Sacramento residents call it the Bluffs. A romantic lookout for many, but for me, a location where I would contemplate taking my own life. When I was 16 years old, I stood at the edge of that cliff, staring down at the rocks below. I can't tell you what was unique about this particular day. I honestly had experienced hundreds of days like this, especially years prior in middle school, being mocked, pushed around, and demoralized, while my classmates looked on with laughter or passive approval. I don't blame them. You had only three choices: laugh, ignore, or say something. Those who spoke up would only be next, so everyone chose either laughter or silence. Literally, everyone. No one ever spoke up. I probably couldn't have put words to what I was feeling standing on that ledge. Loneliness, hurt, a longing for someone who understood. Most of the people in my life didn't even know what went on at school every day. It's not their fault. I never really shared the experiences. If I did, I most likely wouldn't have even used the word bullying, because in my mind, bullying was a big kid cornering a little kid and stealing his lunch money. My aggressors weren't big kids. They weren't even all male. My aggressors came in all shapes and sizes, but what I was experiencing was actually textbook bullying. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention defines bullying as any unwanted aggressive behaviors by another youth or group of youths who are not siblings or current dating partners, that involves an observed or perceived power imbalance, and is repeated multiple times or is highly likely to be repeated. Perceived power imbalance. A good word choice. Kids don't have a positive concept of self, so they try to make themselves feel better by hurling verbal onslaughts at others. That's an accurate description of what my peers did to me each day. I was an easy target, so I became a stepping stone others used to raise themselves up.